Please, sit. I have a question for you, and there aren't wrong answers, so feel free. What is the church? People? I heard that somewhere. Love. Christ. This side is doing very well. This side of the church is slacking off a little bit here.
Support.
There was something else I heard. Faith. Worship. Gathering place. I think both of you got light at about the same time there. Impressive. Faith. My next question becomes, how do we know what is a church?
By the actions of Christians.
I talk to some people, and they know when they walk into a building if this is a church for them. There's the Celtic tradition of thin spaces, which I like. And sometimes churches are spaces that we have worn thin. I like that answer, though, too. We know what a church is by the actions of a church. One of the joys of being an Anglican is our catechism is much shorter. But it's usually worth reading. And if you don't know catechisms, there's a question and response thing here. So the question is, what is the work of the church in the world? The work of the church in the world is to offer to God on behalf of all men the worship which is his due, to make known to all men the gospel of Jesus Christ, and to unite all men to God in one family. Some of you will recognize that. My guess is more of you will recognize that as something you should recognize. I didn't grow up here. I grew up with a different prayer book, and we have a slightly different answer that I knew. What is the mission of the church? The mission of the church is to restore all people to unity with God and each other in Christ. We decided we needed two questions to answer this. How does the church pursue its mission? The church pursues its mission as it prays and worships, proclaims the gospel, and promotes justice, peace, and love. Which is about what you all said. You sort of have to switch some words out, and we've dressed some of it up in good Anglican language for those. But we mostly agree on this, and I've found that if you talk to people, they mostly agree on this. We mostly know these answers. Of course, as Anglicans, our agreement drops off sharply after this, which isn't a problem. We think it is, and sometimes we let it be. But at our best, and as hard as this is to believe, sometimes we are, in fact, at our best. At our best, people who disagree deeply, who agree on nothing more than the gospel of Jesus Christ and that the church has a mission in that, can and do come to the altar together and stay and worship together. And we can even discuss our differences with respect and stay in community at our best. But there's something that we have to remember in the midst of all of that. And these answers are very good, but they're very Anglican. And if you don't take them seriously, they begin to sound weak. Fortunately, that is not who we are. There's a quote, and it's widely attributed to Archbishop of Canterbury, William Temple. He says, "The church is the one society that exists for the benefit of non-members. If our work is to pray, to promote justice, to reconcile people to God and each other, to do the work of Christ in this world, we have to remember this too. We work for the benefit of non-members. Something has happened to the church in the last, I don't know how many decades, but what I do know is it has left us afraid. We look around our buildings and we see them as empty instead of waiting to be filled. We look at our doors and we wait for people to pound on them and throw themselves across our threshold. We forget that the church has work in this world and it is for the benefit of non-members. That if our churches are waiting to be filled, it is okay for us to leave them. That there is work we must do, and as important as our work of prayer and worship is, there is more for us. The truth is that that can be hard work to find. You will know that it is hard enough in your own life to figure out what your calling in this world is, how you are uniquely called to carry out God's work and proclaim the gospel. And the church has that same problem. We have it on national and diocesan levels. One of the reasons I thought it was important to do as the diocese asked us to do today and pray these prayers and light a symbolic smudge. This is part of the work our larger body has taken on. And it gets no easier on a parish level. It is hard to sit down and figure out how we are to best use our resources, and even more, how we are proclaiming the gospel in our neighborhood. And there's no easy answer, because the world has more needs than we can fill. But every now and then we do have to stop and reassess and find some direction, find something that impels us out across our threshold to be the church carrying out the work of the gospel in our neighborhood. I don't know what that answer is, but I have an idea. There are, in any given year, months that have 5 Sundays instead of 4. They happen 4 times a year, and my proposal, the thing we will set out to do, is on that 5th Sunday, we will invite someone in to tell us about their work and their ministry in our neighborhood and in our city. We will listen. We will listen to the work they have undertaken. We will listen to the voice of the Spirit in our lives and in our church. We will wait to see where our answer is. We ask of our members that we give financially. I think it is appropriate to ask that of our church too. Now, our budget is a little tight this year, but I think what we can do instead is take the loose plate offering on those Sundays and give it to the group these people will come from. It isn't much, but the reality is we never do much. The gospel and the work of the church are much bigger than we ever are. But it is a beginning. It is more than that, for the benefit of non-members. Amen.